20. The Montessori Preschool, A Guide for Parents and Teachers. By Karen L. Smith. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Montessori Preschool, A Guide for Parents and Teachers by Karen L. Smith is a comprehensive guide to the Montessori preschool experience. It provides an overview of the Montessori philosophy, the history of the Montessori method, and the benefits of a Montessori preschool. It also provides practical advice on how to choose a Montessori preschool, how to prepare for the transition to a Montessori preschool, and how to support your child's learning in a Montessori environment. The book begins with an introduction to the Montessori philosophy and its history. It explains the core principles of the Montessori method, including respect for the child, the importance of self-directed learning, and the use of materials to facilitate learning. It also discusses the benefits of a Montessori preschool, such as the development of independence, self-discipline, and problem-solving skills. The book then provides practical advice on how to choose a Montessori preschool. It explains the different types of Montessori schools, the criteria for selecting a school, and the questions to ask when visiting a school. It also provides tips on how to prepare for the transition to a Montessori preschool, such as helping your child adjust to the new environment and setting up a home environment that supports Montessori learning. The book also provides advice on how to support your child's learning in a Montessori environment. It explains the importance of observation and how to use it to understand your child's progress. It also provides tips on how to encourage your child's independence and self-discipline, and how to foster a positive relationship with the teacher. The Montessori Preschool, A Guide for Parents and Teachers is an invaluable resource for parents and teachers who are considering a Montessori preschool. It provides an overview of the Montessori philosophy, practical advice on how to choose a school, and tips on how to support your child's learning in a Montessori environment. It is an essential guide for anyone interested in the Montessori method. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Montessori method. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Montessori method is an educational approach that focuses on the individual needs of each child, allowing them to learn at their own pace and in their own way. It emphasizes hands-on learning, self-directed activities, and a prepared environment that encourages exploration and discovery. The Montessori method is an educational approach that focuses on the individual needs of each child. It allows them to learn at their own pace and in their own way, emphasizing hands-on learning, self-directed activities, and a prepared environment that encourages exploration and discovery. The Montessori method is based on the belief that children are naturally curious and eager to learn, and that they should be given the freedom to explore and discover their own interests. The Montessori method also emphasizes the importance of developing a strong sense of self-discipline and independence in children, as well as fostering a sense of respect for others. The Montessori method is based on the idea that children learn best when they are given the opportunity to explore and discover their own interests. This is done through a variety of activities, such as hands-on learning, self-directed activities, and a prepared environment that encourages exploration and discovery. The Montessori method also emphasizes the importance of developing a strong sense of self-discipline and independence in children, as well as fostering a sense of respect for others. The Montessori method is a holistic approach to education that focuses on the individual needs of each child. It emphasizes hands-on learning, self-directed activities, and a prepared environment that encourages exploration and discovery. The Montessori method also emphasizes the importance of developing a strong sense of self-discipline and independence in children, as well as fostering a sense of respect for others. By providing a safe and nurturing environment, the Montessori method allows children to learn at their own pace and in their own way. Main idea number 2. Preparing the environment. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Montessori environment should be carefully prepared to meet the needs of the children. It should be aesthetically pleasing, organized, and provide a variety of materials and activities that are appropriate for the age and development of the children. Preparing the environment is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. The environment should be carefully prepared to meet the needs of the children, and should be aesthetically pleasing, organized, and provide a variety of materials and activities that are appropriate for the age and development of the children. The environment should be designed to encourage exploration, discovery, and learning. It should be a place where children can feel safe and secure, and where they can develop their independence and self-confidence. The environment should also be designed to foster social interaction and collaboration, and to provide opportunities for children to practice problem-solving and critical thinking skills. Finally, the environment should be designed to promote respect for the environment and for each other. Main idea number 3. The role of the teacher. A 3-sentence summary of this idea is that the teacher in a Montessori classroom is a facilitator and guide, rather than a traditional teacher. The teacher should observe the children and provide guidance and support as needed, while allowing the children to explore and discover on their own. The role of the teacher in a Montessori classroom is quite different from that of a traditional teacher. Rather than being the primary source of knowledge, the teacher is a facilitator and guide, providing support and guidance as needed. The teacher should observe the children and provide assistance when necessary, but should also allow the children to explore and discover on their own. The teacher should also be prepared to provide materials and activities that will help the children reach their full potential. By providing a safe and nurturing environment, the teacher can help the children develop their independence, self-confidence, and problem-solving skills. Main idea number 4. The role of the parent. A 3-sentence summary of this idea is that parents play an important role in the Montessori classroom. They should be involved in the classroom and be aware of the activities and materials available to their children. Parents should also be supportive of the Montessori approach and help their children to understand and appreciate it. Parents play an important role in the Montessori classroom. They should be involved in the classroom and be aware of the activities and materials available to their children. Parents should also be supportive of the Montessori approach and help their children to understand and appreciate it. This means that parents should be familiar with the Montessori philosophy and be able to explain it to their children. They should also be aware of the materials and activities available in the classroom and be able to discuss them with their children. Parents should also be involved in the classroom, attending parent-teacher meetings and helping out with activities. Finally, parents should be supportive of the Montessori approach and help their children to understand and appreciate it. In order to do this, parents should be familiar with the Montessori philosophy and be able to explain it to their children. They should also be aware of the materials and activities available in the classroom and be able to discuss them with their children. Parents should also be involved in the classroom, attending parent-teacher meetings and helping out with activities. Finally, parents should be supportive of the Montessori approach and help their children to understand and appreciate it. By being involved in the classroom and being supportive of the Montessori approach, parents can help their children to get the most out of their Montessori experience. They can also help their children to understand and appreciate the Montessori philosophy and the materials and activities available in the classroom. This will help to ensure that their children have a positive and successful experience in the Montessori classroom. Main idea number 5. Montessori materials. A 3-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori materials are designed to be self-correcting and to help children learn through exploration and discovery. They are often hands-on and tactile, and can be used to teach a variety of concepts and skills. Montessori materials are designed to help children learn through exploration and discovery. They are often hands-on and tactile, and can be used to teach a variety of concepts and skills. Montessori materials are self-correcting, meaning that children can learn from their mistakes and gain a deeper understanding of the material. The materials are designed to be engaging and to encourage children to think critically and explore their environment. Additionally, Montessori materials can be used to teach a variety of topics, from language and math to science and geography. By using these materials, children can develop a strong foundation of knowledge and skills that will help them succeed in school and beyond. Main idea number 6. Montessori curriculum. A 3-sentence summary of this idea is that the Montessori curriculum is based on the individual needs of each child and is designed to foster independence, self-discipline, and a love of learning. It is divided into five areas: practical life, sensorial, language, mathematics, and cultural studies. The Montessori curriculum is a unique approach to education that focuses on the individual needs of each child. It is designed to foster independence, self-discipline, and a love of learning. The curriculum is divided into five areas: practical life, sensorial, language, mathematics, and cultural studies. Practical life activities help children develop basic skills such as pouring, cutting, and buttoning. Sensorial activities help children develop their senses and learn to differentiate between shapes, sizes, and colors. Language activities help children learn to read, write, and communicate. Mathematics activities help children learn to count, add, and subtract. Cultural studies activities help children learn about the world around them, including geography, history, and science. The Montessori curriculum is based on the idea that children learn best when they are given the freedom to explore and discover. It encourages children to be creative and independent thinkers. The curriculum is designed to be hands-on and interactive, allowing children to learn through play and exploration. It also emphasizes the importance of social interaction and collaboration. The Montessori curriculum is a great way to help children develop a love of learning and foster independence. It is a unique approach to education that focuses on the individual needs of each child and encourages them to explore and discover. Main idea number 7. Practical life activities. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that practical life activities are designed to help children develop independence and self-discipline. These activities include tasks such as pouring, sorting, and cleaning, and are designed to help children learn how to care for themselves and their environment. Practical life activities are an important part of the Montessori method of education. These activities are designed to help children develop independence and self-discipline, and to learn how to care for themselves and their environment. Practical life activities include tasks such as pouring, sorting, and cleaning, and are designed to help children learn how to complete everyday tasks with confidence and skill. Through these activities, children learn to take responsibility for their own actions and to develop a sense of order and organization. Practical life activities also help children develop fine motor skills, hand-eye coordination, and concentration. By engaging in these activities, children learn to be independent and self-sufficient, and to take pride in their accomplishments. Main idea number 8. Sensorial activities. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that sensorial activities are designed to help children develop their senses and learn to recognize and differentiate between different shapes, colors, textures, and sounds. These activities are often hands-on and tactile, and can help children learn to observe and explore their environment. Sensorial activities are an important part of the Montessori preschool curriculum. These activities are designed to help children develop their senses and learn to recognize and differentiate between different shapes, colors, textures, and sounds. Through hands-on and tactile activities, children learn to observe and explore their environment. Sensorial activities can include activities such as sorting objects by size, shape, and color, matching objects to their corresponding shapes, and exploring different textures. These activities help children develop their fine motor skills, as well as their cognitive and problem-solving skills. Sensorial activities also help children learn to recognize patterns and develop their spatial awareness. In addition to helping children develop their senses, sensorial activities can also help children learn to express themselves. Through these activities, children can explore their creativity and imagination. They can also learn to express their feelings and emotions through the use of colors, shapes, and textures. Sensorial activities can also help children learn to focus and concentrate, as well as develop their self-discipline and self-control. Sensorial activities are an important part of the Montessori preschool curriculum and can help children develop their senses, fine motor skills, cognitive and problem-solving skills, and creativity. Through these activities, children can learn to recognize patterns, express themselves, focus and concentrate, and develop their self-discipline and self-control. Main idea number 9. Language activities. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that language activities are designed to help children develop their language skills. These activities include reading, writing, and speaking, and are designed to help children learn to communicate effectively. Language activities are an important part of a child's development. They are designed to help children learn to communicate effectively by developing their language skills. These activities include reading, writing, and speaking, and can be tailored to the individual child's needs. Through these activities, children can learn to express themselves, understand others, and develop their literacy skills. Language activities can also help children develop their problem-solving skills, as they learn to think critically and creatively. Language activities can be fun and engaging for children. They can involve games, stories, and other activities that help children practice their language skills. For example, children can practice their reading skills by reading aloud, or they can practice their writing skills by writing stories or letters. Additionally, children can practice their speaking skills by engaging in conversations with others. Language activities are an important part of a child's development and can help them learn to communicate effectively. Through these activities, children can develop their literacy skills, problem-solving skills, and speaking skills. By engaging in language activities, children can have fun while learning important skills that will help them in the future. Main idea number 10. Mathematics activities. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that mathematics activities are designed to help children develop their mathematical skills. These activities include counting, sorting, and problem-solving, and are designed to help children learn to think logically and understand mathematical concepts. Mathematics activities are an important part of a child's development. They are designed to help children develop their mathematical skills, such as counting, sorting, and problem-solving. Through these activities, children learn to think logically and understand mathematical concepts. Mathematics activities can be tailored to the individual child's needs and interests, and can be used to help children develop their skills in a fun and engaging way. For example, counting activities can help children learn to count and recognize numbers, while sorting activities can help children learn to classify objects and recognize patterns. Problem-solving activities can help children learn to think logically and develop problem-solving skills. Mathematics activities can also be used to help children develop their spatial awareness and understanding of shapes and sizes. By engaging in mathematics activities, children can gain a better understanding of the world around them and develop their mathematical skills. Main idea number 11. Cultural studies activities. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that cultural studies activities are designed to help children learn about the world around them. These activities include exploring different cultures, learning about history, and studying geography, and are designed to help children understand and appreciate the diversity of the world. Cultural studies activities are an important part of a Montessori preschool education. These activities are designed to help children learn about the world around them and to understand and appreciate the diversity of the world. Through these activities, children explore different cultures, learn about history, and study geography. By engaging in these activities, children gain a better understanding of the world and its many cultures, and develop an appreciation for the differences between them. Additionally, these activities help children develop critical thinking skills, as they learn to analyze and interpret information from different sources. Finally, cultural studies activities help children develop a sense of global citizenship, as they learn to respect and appreciate the cultures of others. Main idea number 12. Montessori philosophy. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Montessori philosophy is based on the belief that children should be allowed to learn at their own pace and in their own way. It emphasizes respect for the individual, freedom within limits, and the importance of the environment in learning. The Montessori philosophy is based on the belief that children should be allowed to learn at their own pace and in their own way. It emphasizes respect for the individual, freedom within limits, and the importance of the environment in learning. This philosophy is based on the idea that children are naturally curious and eager to learn, and that they should be given the opportunity to explore and discover the world around them. Montessori classrooms are designed to provide a stimulating and supportive environment that encourages children to develop their own interests and skills. The teacher's role is to observe and guide the children, rather than to direct their learning. Montessori classrooms also emphasized the importance of social interaction and collaboration, as well as the development of self-discipline and independence. The Montessori philosophy also emphasizes the importance of play in learning. Through play, children can explore their environment, develop their physical and cognitive skills, and practice problem-solving. Montessori classrooms are designed to provide a variety of materials and activities that allow children to explore and learn in a safe and supportive environment. The teacher's role is to observe and guide the children, rather than to direct their learning. The Montessori philosophy is based on the idea that children should be allowed to learn at their own pace and in their own way. It emphasizes respect for the individual, freedom within limits, and the importance of the environment in learning. This philosophy is based on the idea that children are naturally curious and eager to learn, and that they should be given the opportunity to explore and discover the world around them. Montessori classrooms are designed to provide a stimulating and supportive environment that encourages children to develop their own interests and skills. Main idea number 13. Montessori assessment. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori assessment is based on observation and documentation of the child's progress. It is designed to provide an accurate picture of the child's development and to help the teacher and parents understand the child's needs and interests. Montessori assessment is an approach to evaluating a child's development that is based on observation and documentation. It is designed to provide an accurate picture of the child's progress and to help the teacher and parents understand the child's needs and interests. The assessment process involves observing the child in the classroom and documenting their activities, interactions, and progress. The teacher then uses this information to create an individualized learning plan for the child that is tailored to their specific needs and interests. This approach to assessment is based on the belief that each child is unique and should be given the opportunity to learn and grow in their own way. The Montessori assessment process is designed to be ongoing and to provide a comprehensive picture of the child's development. The teacher will observe the child in the classroom and document their activities, interactions, and progress. The teacher will also use the information gathered to create an individualized learning plan for the child. This plan will be tailored to the child's specific needs and interests and will be adjusted as the child grows and develops. The teacher will also use the assessment process to identify areas where the child may need additional support or guidance. The Montessori assessment process is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. It is designed to provide an accurate picture of the child's development and to help the teacher and parents understand the child's needs and interests. By using this approach to assessment, teachers can create individualized learning plans that are tailored to the child's specific needs and interests. This approach to assessment is based on the belief that each child is unique and should be given the opportunity to learn and grow in their own way. Main idea number 14. Montessori discipline. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori discipline is based on respect for the individual and the environment. It emphasizes positive reinforcement, natural consequences, and problem-solving, and is designed to help children learn self-discipline and self-control. Montessori discipline is a holistic approach to teaching children that is based on respect for the individual and the environment. It emphasizes positive reinforcement, natural consequences, and problem-solving, and is designed to help children learn self-discipline and self-control. Montessori discipline is not about punishment or rewards, but rather about helping children to understand the consequences of their actions and to develop the skills to make responsible decisions. It encourages children to take responsibility for their own behavior and to develop a sense of self-discipline and self-control. Montessori discipline also emphasizes the importance of creating a safe and nurturing environment in which children can learn and grow. This includes providing a variety of activities and materials that are appropriate for the child's age and level of development, as well as providing a supportive and caring atmosphere. Montessori discipline is based on the idea that children learn best when they are given the freedom to explore and discover their own interests and abilities. It encourages children to take risks and to make mistakes, while also providing guidance and support. Montessori discipline also emphasizes the importance of developing a strong sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. Through this approach, children learn to trust their own judgment and to take responsibility for their own actions. Montessori discipline is a powerful tool for helping children to develop self-discipline and self-control. It encourages children to think for themselves, to take responsibility for their own actions, and to develop a strong sense of self-esteem and self-confidence. By providing a safe and nurturing environment, Montessori discipline helps children to learn and grow in a positive and supportive way. Main idea number 15. Montessori classroom management. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori classroom management is based on the idea that the environment should be organized and structured to meet the needs of the children. It emphasizes clear expectations, routines, and rules, and is designed to help children learn to work independently and cooperatively. Montessori classroom management is based on the idea that the environment should be organized and structured to meet the needs of the children. It emphasizes clear expectations, routines, and rules, and is designed to help children learn to work independently and cooperatively. The classroom should be arranged in a way that allows children to move freely and explore their environment. The teacher should provide a variety of activities that are appropriate for the age and developmental level of the children. The teacher should also provide guidance and support to help the children learn to work independently and cooperatively. The teacher should also provide opportunities for children to practice self-discipline and problem-solving skills. Finally, the teacher should provide a safe and nurturing environment that encourages children to take risks and explore their interests. Main idea number 16. Montessori record keeping. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori record keeping is designed to provide an accurate picture of the child's progress and development. It includes observations, assessments, and documentation of the child's activities and accomplishments. Montessori record keeping is a comprehensive system of tracking a child's progress and development. It is designed to provide an accurate picture of the child's growth and development over time. It includes observations, assessments, and documentation of the child's activities and accomplishments. This record-keeping system is based on the Montessori philosophy of education, which emphasizes the importance of individualized learning and development. The records are used to track the child's progress and to identify areas of strength and areas that need improvement. The records also provide a way for teachers and parents to communicate about the child's progress and to plan for future learning experiences. The Montessori record-keeping system includes a variety of tools and techniques. Observations are made of the child's behavior, interactions, and activities. Assessments are made of the child's skills and abilities. Documentation is kept of the child's accomplishments and activities. This information is used to create a comprehensive picture of the child's development. The records are used to identify areas of strength and areas that need improvement, and to plan for future learning experiences. Montessori record keeping is an important part of the Montessori philosophy of education. It provides an accurate picture of the child's progress and development, and helps teachers and parents to plan for future learning experiences. The records are used to identify areas of strength and areas that need improvement, and to track the child's progress over time. Main idea number 17. Montessori professional development. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori professional development is designed to help teachers and parents understand the Montessori approach and how to best implement it in the classroom. It includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help teachers and parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods. Montessori professional development is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. It is designed to help teachers and parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods, and how to best implement them in the classroom. Professional development includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help teachers and parents gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach. It also provides an opportunity for teachers and parents to network and share ideas and experiences. Professional development can help teachers and parents gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach and how to best implement it in the classroom. It can also help teachers and parents develop a better understanding of the Montessori materials and how to use them effectively. Professional development can also help teachers and parents develop a better understanding of the Montessori philosophy and how to apply it in the classroom. Montessori professional development is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. It is designed to help teachers and parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods, and how to best implement them in the classroom. Professional development includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help teachers and parents gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach. It also provides an opportunity for teachers and parents to network and share ideas and experiences. Professional development can help teachers and parents gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach and how to best implement it in the classroom. It can also help teachers and parents develop a better understanding of the Montessori materials and how to use them effectively. Professional development can also help teachers and parents develop a better understanding of the Montessori philosophy and how to apply it in the classroom. Montessori professional development is an important part of the Montessori approach to education. It is designed to help teachers and parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods, and how to best implement them in the classroom. Professional development includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help teachers and parents gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach. It also provides an opportunity for teachers and parents to network and share ideas and experiences. Professional development can help teachers and parents gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach and how to best implement it in the classroom. It can also help teachers and parents develop a better understanding of the Montessori materials and how to use them effectively. Professional development can also help teachers and parents develop a better understanding of the Montessori philosophy and how to apply it in the classroom. Main idea number 18. Montessori parent education. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori parent education is designed to help parents understand the Montessori approach and how to best support their children's learning. It includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods. Montessori parent education is an important part of the Montessori approach to learning. It is designed to help parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods, and how to best support their children's learning. Montessori parent education includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help parents understand the Montessori approach and how to best support their children's learning. It also provides parents with the opportunity to observe their children in the Montessori classroom and to ask questions of the teachers. Through Montessori parent education, parents can gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach and how to best support their children's learning. Montessori parent education is designed to help parents understand the Montessori approach and how to best support their children's learning. It includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods. It also provides parents with the opportunity to observe their children in the Montessori classroom and to ask questions of the teachers. Through Montessori parent education, parents can gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach and how to best support their children's learning. Montessori parent education is an important part of the Montessori approach to learning. It is designed to help parents understand the Montessori philosophy and methods, and how to best support their children's learning. Montessori parent education includes workshops, seminars, and other resources to help parents understand the Montessori approach and how to best support their children's learning. It also provides parents with the opportunity to observe their children in the Montessori classroom and to ask questions of the teachers. Through Montessori parent education, parents can gain a better understanding of the Montessori approach and how to best support their children's learning, as well as gain insight into their children's development and progress. Main idea number 19. Montessori accreditation. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori accreditation is a process that ensures that Montessori schools and programs meet certain standards of quality. It includes an evaluation of the school's curriculum, materials, and staff, and is designed to ensure that the school is providing a quality Montessori education. Montessori accreditation is a process that ensures that Montessori schools and programs meet certain standards of quality. It is designed to ensure that the school is providing a quality Montessori education and is based on an evaluation of the school's curriculum, materials, and staff. The evaluation process includes an assessment of the school's Montessori materials, the qualifications of the staff, and the school's adherence to the Montessori philosophy. The accreditation process also includes a review of the school's policies and procedures, as well as its overall educational environment. Once a school has been accredited, it is recognized as a quality Montessori school and is eligible to receive funding from the Montessori Foundation. Montessori accreditation is an important part of the Montessori movement, as it helps to ensure that Montessori schools are providing a quality education. It also helps to ensure that the Montessori philosophy is being followed and that the school is providing a safe and nurturing environment for its students. Accreditation is a rigorous process and requires a commitment from the school to meet the standards set forth by the Montessori Foundation. Montessori accreditation is an important part of the Montessori movement and is a valuable tool for parents and teachers to ensure that their children are receiving a quality Montessori education. It is also a way for schools to demonstrate their commitment to providing a quality Montessori education and to ensure that their students are receiving the best possible education. Main idea number 20. Montessori advocacy. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Montessori advocacy is the act of promoting and supporting the Montessori approach. It includes activities such as lobbying for legislation, raising awareness, and providing resources to help parents and teachers understand and implement the Montessori approach. Montessori advocacy is the act of promoting and supporting the Montessori approach. It is a way to ensure that the Montessori philosophy and methods are available to all children, regardless of their background or circumstances. This includes activities such as lobbying for legislation, raising awareness, and providing resources to help parents and teachers understand and implement the Montessori approach. Montessori advocacy also involves advocating for the rights of children, such as the right to a quality education, and for the rights of teachers, such as the right to be respected and supported in their work. Montessori advocacy is an important part of ensuring that the Montessori approach is available to all children and that it is implemented in a way that is respectful of the child and their individual needs.